Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. Rocks from Primal Scream. 25 to 8 morning to you folks. Good to have you with us. We were just talking about the television event of the year so far, being screened later on by Oireachtas TV. There's a phrase I never thought I would say in the radio. The television event of the year.
Isn't
being screened
amazing?
By Oireachtas TV.
Yeah. It's just like, no, I don't think anyone can really believe it. Oireachtas TV must be absolutely over the moon.
I bet you Oireachtas TV never thought they'd have a thing where they could, you know, like sell the rights.
And it's kind of happened, hasn't it?
Well, Virgin are putting it on their main channel, and it'll be all over the RTE main channels as well, I assume.
Yeah.
We're talking, of course, about Ryan Tuberty and his agent today in front of the various committees or whatever that's going on. RTE can't seem to catch a break at all at
Not
the moment.
Not at all. They're apparently now they're closed down because they've got rats in the canteen.
There's a rat in my kitchen, what am I gonna do?
There's a rat in my kitchen, what am I gonna do? And he's driving a Renault, and what am I gonna do? So they've got a rat in the kitchen, or a rat in the station in the canteen. So it's closed its main restaurant for the second time this year, by all accounts, which is something I didn't know. The main staff.
Who'd have thought it? Greedy vermin within RTE. Who'd have known?
Surprise is just one of those. I'm really shooting myself in the head here, but you know, who knows what's going on
I'd
there?
I'd say anybody who ever did RTE work, I'd say, like, you know, any sort of television stuff in the past. I can only imagine the underhanded carry on that was going on back then.
Well, the good thing is that you.
Do you know anybody who'd fall into that category, PJ?
Well, back in the 2000s, the mid-2000s.
I'd say that was when it was rife.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. I'm raging I couldn't get a slice.
So how long are they going to be closed down for?
We don't really know. Another few days, anyway. They closed it. The funny thing is they did describe it as rodent activity. So rodent activity could be anything. I mean, maybe it's the rats are complaining that they don't want to share the canteen with the presenters. They're there like, listen, we've had enough now. You know, we've been putting up with the standard of food we went into, but now we've had enough.
Maybe they don't mean rats in the sense that, you know, of the all fours. Maybe, you know, there was a complaint about the rats who, you know, the whistleblowers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the rats who told about the secret payments.
Yeah. Which one of yous was it? Imagine.
I'm not going into the canteen. It's full of rats.
Yeah, which
they
one
told
is
us?
One?
They told on us.
I mentioned to one of yous I got a couple of Subarus, and now you're all gone mad. I'd like to say I have no idea if Subaru has done anything. Shower of rats is all you are. Yeah, I'm going to eat on my own. Maybe there's a bit of that.
They just can't. I mean, of all the things to come along, can you imagine when that went up the line to whoever the new lad is?
Yeah, he's just new in the job.
Yeah, we've got a problem. You think I don't know we have a problem? I know we have a problem. Yeah, no, we've got a problem.
No, you won't believe. You're going to love this.
Just give me a chance, will you? I want to nip down to the canteen and get myself a sandwich or whatever. You can tell me about the problem afterwards. Well, it's about that,
it's
actually.
This is the thing, isn't it? So, the canteen, we don't own the canteen
anymore. What does your man think now?
He must, obviously, what a poison chalice.
I was just going to say, that's one of those things where you think, right, finally, I don't know I don't know anything about his background or whatever, but obviously I assume he's been in the game a while, all that sort of stuff, building towards it, suddenly the time's about to come, about to take the top gig, finally, I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here, sorry, but don't mention anything about the canteen. It really is a poison.
One after the other.
It's a tough gig, and it's also one of those gigs that'll make a great movie one day. You know, because it's one of those, it's a perfect start for a Netflix movie. New guy walks in, gives everyone the bullet, forces early retirements. I'm going to get things sorted around here. Someone get me a coffee.
The rats have taken over the canteen, sir.
What rats? What am I going to deal with? I don't know why this guy who takes over RTE speaks.
Well, yeah. Why he suddenly become like a New York cop.
A New York cop, yeah. The chief inspector. I'm the chief inspector of RTE over here. This is my television precinct.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I don't know why that would happen, but it does. It's got a great. I hope actually RTE end up making this show because it's so dramatic.
I'd say the only good thing from RTE's perspective at the moment, I'd say the only good thing they can sort of look at, the only little, is like, see what's going on in the BBC, do you? See what Croft, I think they're, don't be giving out to us, look at your man over there.
See your man sending pictures with his trousers. Not on.
Like,
Literally, they must be hoping. All the RT execs must be literally hoping. Please let the BBC thing blow up.
Yeah, please, BBC. Can Gary Lineker not be caught doing an armed robbery or something?
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Right.
Yeah. And now they're saying that that people are waiting so long in A&E departments, you know, to be seen, or because it's now like 60 quid to go and see GPs a lot of the time and stuff, that they've resorted to trying to just do it themselves.
Wow. Which is DIY medical care.
DIY medical
care. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? But I suppose that's essentially what I've been doing for the last 4 days instead
of... You've been doing ostrich care. You've been literally just burying your head in the sand and going, it'll go away. Because I don't want to have to wait for a long time.
Or pay all the money.
And come here, have they specified what DIY medical care we're giving ourselves?
Well, absolutely they have. So one man, he broke his finger and he decided the best thing to do was to gaffer tape it up, you know, got duct tape. And he just gaffer taped his hand closed, which is a terrible idea. and he did himself huge damage because when he eventually...
He gaffer taped his hand in a fist.
He curled it into a fist and he curled it all up thinking that, you know, so...
Don't do this, people. People do not do DIY medical care.
Also, someone else who cut themselves in the kitchen says that's going to probably need a stitch, and he again thought that he could just use fairy liquid as antiseptic. Fairy liquid.
Right.
He says it was the same colour. So he used the green...
For hands that do this.
It just feels as soft as your face. Work well on gunshot wounds too.
I shouldn't be laughing. Do not do this, people. Do not do this. Fairy liquid. And then what? And then just took out the sewing kit.
And no, he used duct tape to keep the wound. He wasn't mad enough to be able to sew himself up.
Oh, my God.
But he gaff taped it up as well. And people sort of taking their own teeth out.
Is there any thing for you? Is there any bottom-related cures?
No, but I tell you something. Desperation is a wonderful thing. It's one thing.
I've been so worried over the last couple of days. I would be tempted to gaffer tape you up just to be sure there wasn't any.
That's you just gaffer tape up my mouth, though, to shut me up. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, it depends on how much gaffer tape would have been available. But, just in case.
It's mad.
There's no obvious thing for your stomach or evacuations or anything.
Well, it doesn't say there, but it's mad what goes through your head, honestly, because it's mad, when you're in pain, you'll do anything to get out of it.
Mm.
I was thinking maybe if I drink a bit of talc or something, or like if it's something to just powder you up, you know, sort of get the system.
Talc?
I don't know, man.
If I get something really absorbent,
yeah, it'll sort of.
I'll just eat cotton wool and that'll solve it. Right?
I didn't do it, but I was thinking. You think to yourself, is there any old plasterboard left from when the builder was in that could just...
Yeah.
You know, and like the sort of...
I mean...
The rawness.
The thing about it is, right, what you don't want to do is you don't want to go back to the days when, you know...
No.
You and I were kids.
No way, because
and as you say, that thing with the two, like, literally people thought it was okay. In fact, it was encouraged, and again, do not do this. It was encouraged that if you wanted a tooth out, it was literally the string on the back of a door, or the handle of a door.
Yeah, your dad or anyone would do it. They tie to a 5-year-old kid or something, and they'd just be going, 1, 2, and they wouldn't get to 3. They just slammed the door and the tooth would come flying out of a child's mouth.
Horrific!
And they were like, aah! And like the family would be like thinking it was the funniest thing, and then the kid's mouth full of blood. This was regular occurrence.
Yeah.
You know, when you'd see one of your friends out playing a game of hurling, and the hurling stick would be broken on his head, and he'd be speaking with a lisp, he got hit so hard, and then they'd just run his head under the tap.
That's it, yeah.
You know, for those type of things. You know,
it's like
what I mean?
The classic magic sponge, every football injury in the world.
Yeah.
You could have a dislocated shoulder. Pour a bit of water over a water bottle on it. Run it off there. Run it off.
Your arm's shaped like a boomerang. You're not using it enough, they'd say. You know, you'll be grand.
The amount of what would you call them? Old wives' tales or whatever, the kind of solutions, you know, those kind of home remedies.
Well, sure, this is it, isn't it? You know, when you'd be absolutely dying sick and then your mad come in with just flat warm 7-Up.
That's right.
Flat warm 7-Up and grapes. No one in my house ate grapes unless they were at death's door.
Burnt toast. Would you ever eat burnt toast for an upset stomach?
Oh my God, I'll never forget my poor Elfila. He was like a cancer. Sitting in the house, and my ma came in with Padre Pio's glove and wanted to rub it off his head. So if you rubbed it off his head, it would somehow help him. And all he did was scream at her. He went, can a man not die in peace in his own bleeding house?
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
Turned out.
The one thing, I suppose, the strange thing is, when it comes to a bit of mental health, you can actually do a bit of DIY. They encourage it,
don't they?
A little bit of the old mindfulness and a bit of meditation and all
so
that.
It's so big at the moment.
It's good for the old noggin.
Good for the old noggin. And there's more studies to say how it works, mindfulness, how it's really brilliant for people, you know, and people that do it and practice it, how they're less likely to be psychologically, to have problems. And I get that. Just want to say, what's never written in these things, it works for most people, I understand. I know it does.
Right.
It doesn't, I don't think, work for everyone. As someone who was in a position where I was told to do it every day in a hospital setting.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for you to make other things work for me.
Meditation is hard, man.
It's hard for some people.
Yeah. Sometimes this whole thing of calming your mind and everything can be a struggle.
Some people go, I'm going to just do something with you now. You know these people, take 4 deep breaths. No, don't you feel better? Not really. And then I had to do these exercises and it took ages to find one, right? Mm. So whatever, one thing, I remember this guy going, and I want you to imagine that you're at a stream and there's leaves going down the stream.
Leaves. Okay,
they're going downstream. They're passing you by. They're coming up.
If I was listening to that, I'd have to keep saying to him now, sorry, what'd you say there?
I know, yeah.
What sort of leaves?
Jim would be there. What colour are they? Be there any colour you want. What is it, autumn or summer? What's the colour? This is the thing.
Yeah.
And the leaves.
How big is the stream? Are we talking, like, is it fast flowing or is it like, you
is
know?
Is it gushing? Should I stand back a bit? Don't worry, Bill. This is what happens. And then he goes, I want you to imagine people in your life on the leaves, their faces. And they're coming.
Oh, so they're huge leaves.
Yeah, this is it. And they're coming up to you, and they're passing you by. And as you watch them drift away, you see. But I was then imagining Jim's face on the leaf going, when are you coming back to work? I was. Yeah. And my man all going, are you still gone, man?
As they drift away.
I couldn't do it. And then they did some other ones. They did different ones where I want you to imagine you're in a safe place, a peaceful place. It can be any place. Again, Jim would be there going, Jay, the world's a big place. I can't.
Yeah.
Is it a beach now or is it
peaceful now? Hang on. Let me think of a good one.
Some people just take to it.
Yeah, it is very. You know, it's like I've encountered that stuff myself, and the trouble is, I just put this pressure on myself to think, like, to go to your happy. Where's my happy? I don't know where am I more happy down when I'm at home?
Yeah, yeah.
Or am I more happy if I'm at the top of a mountain? Oh God, I've never been at the top of a mountain. So it took
ages.
There's certain people.
The one thing that worked for me in the end, right, was a guy that took ages. And some people do it for 2.5 hours and all.
Right.
You know, I did it for 2.5 hours. I was like, and time flew. It was as if I just had a nap for 15 minutes. I'm like going, are you joking? That was the longest 10 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
And the only one that worked for me then was this guy. And he goes, no imagining. You're in a room in a hospital and you feel safe. And I was there, do I? Yes. This is what happened. And I was like, right. And do I like it? You do. This is now your safe place. And I was like, okay.
Grand. And he goes, why did you say that in the first place?
What do you like to do to make you relax when you're here? I was there, watch Netflix. Okay.
Yes.
Let's imagine.
Will you settle for bingo?
Let's imagine you've just finished your favourite show. And that actually kind of worked. And then they sent me to cell meditation and this mad woman put a bowl on me in my chest and started going bong bong bong. Right, I think I'm nearly time to go home.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
By the way, over the years, you know, I've spent working with the great PJ Gallagher. I've heard many, many a rude word. I'll tell you something. Some came as quite the shock.
Some I'd
never heard of before.
Well,
but I mean, to be fair, I would have thought at this stage that there's certainly not an expletive or rude word that I haven't heard.
Well, I guess so. And also the scale of rude words. Have you ever thought about which ones are considered the worst and which ones are considered not so bad? And no,
coming out of your
mouth, maybe.
I mean, yeah, because we've always known that there's always been a line that you can't cross.
Well, that's but it's kind of where that line is, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
And a mathematician, she set out to find out exactly where that line was, and not only to find out where that line was, but also to find out what is the rudest word a human being can say. Not just in our language, but in any language.
Did you win?
It wasn't a personality test, thanks very much.
Oh, okay.
Jackass McCabe.
started.
So what she did was, she, based on a list of 186 offensive terms, she said she was going to find the ultimate swear word. And she put them all in to this computer algorithm. She created this computer algorithm. And it started to come up with different sort of words that didn't mean anything at all.
Right. I assume we're not going to be able to actually tell people. We'll have to just imply what the most controversial or rude or whatever it is.
Well, no, you know,
how does she describe it? Does she say rude or does she say...
The most offensive swear word ever created, okay, is how she describes it. So, you know something, to hell with it. I'm going to say it.
You are not.
I am. I'm going to say it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the most offensive swear word ever created, and I apologise if there's anyone listening that might be offended.
Oh, my God.
The word is banger. That's what she says, banger. It is the most offensive word. That's what her computer came up with.
Banger.
Banger, yeah.
The name for a sausage.
Yeah, or for an L car that doesn't work very well, I suppose. Yeah, banger.
Banger's the most offensive.
And she says, that's it. If you take into account all the other languages, or the other 45 different languages, or whatever, and you...
Why, does banger mean something in some other language?
No. Not that I'm aware of. She just says that this was your average. This shows sometimes maths don't make sense. You know,
yeah.
Algebra, for instance, literally no use in the world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, they don't even use proper numbers.
Yes, like fractions.
They ran out of numbers.
Fractions.
And they had to start using letters. Just, ridiculous.
Yeah, fractions don't mean anything. They can't be used in the real world. So she says banger is the word. How ridiculous is that?
That's, I can think, lunacy.
It's one of the least offensive words. I suppose it depends how you use it. If I looked at someone's man and says, she must be getting near the end of her day, she's a bit of a banger. That's sort of a bit of offensive. And
yeah.
If I say...
I mean, there's a lot worse you could call her.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot worse she's probably been called.
In fact, I would say banger suggests good things in a way.
Yeah.
If someone looked at me and says, whoa, you are a banger today, I'd go, well, thank you.
No, but if they looked at you today, they'd mean... But anyway, a good song. Great songs have been described as bangers.
That's true. Heart attacks. Well, getting compared to a heart attack isn't a great thing, I suppose.
Who describes a heart attack as a banger?
You never hear that. He's after having a banger. Did you never hear that?
No.
Oh, you died of a big banger. You had a big banger.
And that reminds me of your mate with the who didn't understand, you know... The difference between the C word and the big C.
And the big C.
Yeah. Because if somebody said to me, I hear PJ's out there having a massive banger, I'd go, that's typical of him. He'd get a giant sausage and he wouldn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe if someone said that, Jim McCabe's after getting a banger, I'd be there going, I can't believe another free car I haven't got. Everyone is getting them.
Like,
and I haven't got one.
That is so ludicrous.
It's ludicrous, it's ridiculous.
And she went to all the trouble of creating an algorithm and everything.
Yeah, there's actually a lot worse words than that we could say on air.
Yeah.
Jackass, nitwit, dimwit, halfwit. A lot of them have been used to describe me.
Wit does feature
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gob.
Demeaning of the wit does seem to feature an awful lot, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Did she even give any context? As in, you know, what sentence you'd use that in that would be considered?
No, see, that's it. It's an equation. There is no context. It's out of context. Like, that's the thing.
What
context.
About any of the other words that didn't make sense?
There was a great one. Ditwat was one.
Now you see.
Now that does sound offensive.
Ditwat.
You'd never confuse that for being positive.
That's it. That does sound a bit rude.
It does, doesn't it?
You know what I mean? I'd rather be called a banger than a ditwat.
Imagine if someone said to me, or said to you...
I may have been called both.
Yeah, if someone said, what's it like working with that other ditwat? I'd know they meant...
Yeah, they weren't being... Exactly. Whereas if they said to you, what's it like working with that other banger?
You'd be like, that could be good or bad.
Yeah.
So, but it's like someone was going on.
Headbanger, I suppose, would be.
Headbanger, yeah. That's funny enough, another word that's been used to describe me. But if I was going on to someone about, Jim, he's a bit of a ditwat, and he was ditwatting around out of him all day, and then he was ditwat this and ditwat that, and oh, God, he's saying, I'm so old, and my back is killing me, and the hair, I haven't been shaved in weeks, and all that. And I says, he's really acting the ditwat this week. I think people would understand.
Yes.
It was a negative sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Much like a lot of words, we don't know what they are, but we know they're bad. You know that way?
Yeah.
Like, why someone calls someone a fart head is bad, I've never really understood. You know? Or even quite...
Are you possibly the only person that calls somebody that?
Yeah, a fart head.
A fart head.
Because I have to say, until I met you, I'd never heard anybody been referred to in that way.
It's actually, do you know, that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to do the most juvenile. When somebody gives me stick and they get real, like, F you, I got you, I'm going, oh yeah, well, I know you're a fart head, or I know I'm a fart head, but what are you?
You dit what?
Look at you, you plastic bag hands.
This is the Radio Nova's Morning Glory
with PJ and Jim.